to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/hire. That's ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter.com/hire.
In economic news, the government says the U.S. economy grew at a slower pace in the year's first quarter than previously estimated. The Commerce Department says the GDP expanded at the annual rate of 2% even, rather than 2.2% as earlier reported. Meanwhile, USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has another economic report.
The Labor Department says 227,000 Americans filed first-time claims for unemployment benefits last week. That 227,000 is about 7,000 more than what analysts were expecting and 9,000 more than the previous week. The biggest increases in claims were in Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and California. Sharpest declines were in Tennessee, Illinois, and Florida. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
According to Iran's Atomic Energy Agency, it reopened a nuclear plant that was idle for 9 years. Tehran is preparing to increase uranium enrichment if a nuclear deal with the world falls apart after the USA withdrew from the deal. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The House of Representatives rejected a Republican compromise bill on immigration yesterday. The vote went down 121 to 301. Senator Ted Cruz joined Fox News to talk about why he would not have supported the bill had it passed.
Look, I can tell you, I told House leadership the one thing they could do that would hand Democrats control of Congress is pass a massive amnesty plan that granted citizenship to millions of people here illegally. I think a lot of House members agreed with that assessment. We saw it voted down. But there are two things we can and should do this year on immigration. Number one, we need to build a wall, and we need to take up a reconciliation bill. That's what we did last year to pass the tax cut. That can't be filibustered, and use reconciliation to build a wall, to fund it. We only need 50 votes, so the Democrats will scream and yell, but they can't stop it. And we could get that done this year. And then number two, look, all of us have been horrified at the images we've seen of families being separated, of kids taken from their parents. Everyone can agree children belong with their moms and dads. I introduced legislation to keep families together, but at the same time to enforce immigration law. Democrats want to use this crisis, exploit the crisis, really, to try to force releasing illegal aliens who have crossed in illegally. That's the wrong approach. Catch and release is okay. The wrong approach.
And finally, it was back on this date in 1953 when workers at a Chevrolet plant in Flint, Michigan, assembled the first Corvette. Worth noting, 300 rolled off the assembly line that year. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hello, my name is Robert Burns. My website is BobBurnsSpeaks.com. And I'm inviting you to listen to my show at 1 o'clock on Friday afternoons on Hunterdon Chamber Radio entitled Awaken to Your Purpose. How many people walk through life awake and knowing why they were incarnated here in this beautiful planet? Not a lot of people do. I was in my late 40s by the time I found out, but now I know. So listen to the show, and maybe that'll promote you to awaken to your purpose. And thank you so much.
Well, well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader. Chris Markowski is the watchdog on Wall Street.
You want answers?
Exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
All right. Welcome, everybody. It is the Watchdog on Wall Street Show. I am, I'm going to get a little sentimental. Yeah, do a little, sentiment here. I'm going to go back in time to when I was a kid. I actually have a stack of pictures that are sitting in the corner of my desk that I've yet to have... a lot of these old pictures sent over and digitized yet and put in with the rest of the photographs that I have. I did all my slides, but I haven't done these really old pictures yet. It's a picture of my grandfather working at General Electric. I don't know. Had to be in the 40s. 50, I don't know. Black and white. It's really kind of a neat picture. And I am... As a kid, I'll never forget, once a year, the General Electric plant in Schenectady, New York, would have a family day there. And, I mean, the General Electric plant in Schenectady, New York, was a bit of a, Schenectady doesn't have much of a skyline, but this big plant with this ginormous General Electric sign out front. And we went there with my grandfather. I'll never forget it. It's early 1970s. And they've got robots and computers. And they're showing us all of these things that they're working on. All this amazing stuff. It's just, wow. I'll never forget it. Never forget it. GE, at least not too long ago. Remember the commercials on TV? GE, we bring good things to life. I remember the commercial that they ran that made my wife cry. It was with the Dionne Warwick song, "The First Time I Ever Saw Your Face." Remember that? The one with the new ultrasound machine, that the vivid pictures that one could see of the baby. 15 years ago, General Electric was the most valuable company in the world. General Electric just got kicked out of the Dow Jones Industrial Average. This is after over a century in the index. Over a century. You know what it got replaced with? It got replaced with the company that I go to when we run out of Advil. Or I run out of razors. Or the kids get sick and I got to pick up some sort of antibiotic. Walgreens. General Electric was an original member of the Dow. This is back in 1896 when they started it. And it's been a continuous member since 1907. Again, 15 years ago, the world's most valuable public company. Now it ranks as the sixth smallest member of the Dow by market value and carries the index's lowest stock price. There's been calls to break up General Electric over the past year and a half, 2 years, even longer. How'd that happen? going back about 10 years ago, I wrote a column, which I've often cited here on the program, and I use it as an example of why you need to be prudent, why you need to protect your downside, why you cannot have a portfolio that you set and forget.
title of column was Even Blue Chips Die. And I actually started off the column by saying, extra, extra, we here at the Watchdog on Wall Street are declaring GE is going to go bankrupt. Walmart is going to go bankrupt. The idea behind the column was is that companies fail. Even the bluest of blue chips fail. And I decided I talked about the Dutch East India Company. Company, the first company to issue stock for 200 years, that company paid an 18% dividend. Sign me up. Sign me up. 18% dividend for over 200 years. My point was, is that what's here today might not be here tomorrow. Now, the writing was on the wall with General Electric in many different ways. First and foremost, the CEO, the former CEO of the company, Jeffrey Immelt, probably one of the, I would say, probably one of the worst CEOs of all time. You know, you got a bad CEO that likes meetings. See, movers and shakers and people that actually work, like to get things done, hate meetings. All Jeffrey Immelt wanted to do was hobnob on CNBC or hang out with Barack Obama at the White House and sit on various different panels to make himself look cool because he was in charge of General Electric as he drove the company into the ground. You know, the funny thing is he is a card carrying member of the swamp, the establishment, the watchdog on Wall Street, Axis of Evil. Has anyone at all, you heard any stories this past week calling that guy out or looking for interviews of Jeff Immelt? The worst CEO, in my opinion, one of the worst CEOs of all time. No, no. Of course not. Of course not. Anyway. People. And this is especially true for many of my listeners out there that work for big companies. Blue chippers. Blue chippers that often get all sorts of stock grants that are given to them. My father-in-law, for example. My father-in-law was a room service waiter at the Plaza Hotel at night. And during the day, he also worked in the cafeteria, like not really a cafeteria, fancy pants lunchroom for J.P. Morgan. And he got J.P. Morgan stock for working there. Now, he just worked there part-time. He didn't get large stock grants, but many people that work at these big companies do. And they love the company that they work for, which is great. It's fantastic. If you work at a company and you're loyal to that company and you enjoy working there and that company takes care of you and they're giving you stock grants, that's fantastic. But you need to understand something. Even blue chips die. How many times have I, over the past several decades, talked to investors out there? Oh, I could tell. Kodak, Polaroid, General Electric. I can go on and on down the list. People who are retired that have got huge blocks, not huge, but large blocks of stock in the company that they work for. Whereas it makes up 75 to 80% of their entire portfolio stock in the company that they work for. And I try to explain to them that you have to sell. Not at all, you have to sell it all, but you need to diversify because you never know. You never know, but they refuse. I could say almost 100% of the time, people refuse. They're so loyal to the company, they think they're doing something wrong by the company that they work for. And they get wiped out. I can't tell you how many people have been wiped out by General Electric. How many General Electric workers have been wiped out because they refused to diversify their portfolio. They refused to sell off positions and move on. you cannot be heavy. You cannot be concentrated in one company. I don't care how great you think that company is. I don't care how wonderful you think that company is. You don't hold on to stock for sentimental purposes. You can't do that. It's irresponsible. But people do. Oh, Enron was another one. Enron. How many conversations did I have with workers at that company? That they got rich fast. I mean, what do you think? How do you think Bill Gates and Steve Jobs and those guys, they got wealthy on their stock? Bill Gates sells Microsoft stock constantly. So did Steve Jobs. Now, they can't go out and diversify as quickly as everybody else because they have such a large position, such a large block of the stock, but they're constantly selling. And that was the argument that I make with people. Do you understand that the CEO of the company that you work for is actively selling stock in the company that he runs? You work there, you're retired, and you won't sell? Difficult. Another one of those difficult things I deal with here at the Watchdog on Wall Street show and Markowski Investments. But yes, people, even blue chips die. And anybody out there that tells you that companies are omnipotent is lying to you. They're not. I just go back and I cite the, J.P. Morgan Chase, bring them up again. 1960s. 1960s, they come up with a marketing plan to bring in investors to J.P. Morgan. And it was called the Nifty 50. Invest with J.P. Morgan. We will buy you 50 stocks. Put 50 stocks in your portfolio that you can hold on forever. What? Go back. Take a look at that list. Majority of those companies aren't even around anymore. You cannot set it and forget it. Have to take a break. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Our newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners, all sorts of great stuff there at the site. Watchdog on WallStreet.com, our 24-hour-a-day help hotline, 800-471-5984. That number again, 800-471-5984. We'll be back.
Smart home technology? Meet beautiful window coverings with Smart Shades by Budget Blinds and Lutron. Easy and affordable automated shades that open and close at the touch of a button. Budget Blinds is North America's number one provider of custom window coverings, and Lutron is the most established name in smart home technology. So now you get the best in both fashion and function with our beautifully styled Smart Shades. We're your local experts, and we do it all for you. You just sit back and enjoy the seamless functionality of smart home automation to program and control your shades. Get style and service for every budget. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS for your free smart home consultation. Call now to get a free smart lighting control bundle with your smart shade purchase. 855-BUDGET-BLINDS. Or go online to budgetblinds.com. At participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then we suggest you call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 immediately. That's 1-800-658-8202. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we will give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or biography, and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 1-800-658-8202 now for your free author submission kit. Numerically, that's 1-800-658-8202. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 1-800-658-8202. That's 1-800-658-8202. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with a simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 for your free author submission kit.
GEICO presents A Man Who Just Saved on His Boat Insurance.
Name's Dale. You know, like kale set with a D. And Dale is about to unveil his fishing boat. Check it out. Named it Rodfather. Get it? Anyway, you're probably wondering how such a clever cat like me saves so much on his boat insurance. Well, I just called the GEICO Insurance Agency, and they saved me some serious coin. So now my money's a keeper.
GEICO for your boat. See how much you could save.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime.
Anytime.
Is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, fresh scent of Gold Bond Powder Spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sports casting.
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond Powder Spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Ha
ha.
The only man who is taking on the Wall Street establishment. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Yes, you are. One more quick thing we're talking about. And I've made this comparison on the program. And I've talked about investors and human beings as investors. Human beings, unfortunately, more often than not, from my experience, invest not so much with their brain, but with emotion, with their heart. And that's not a good thing. We're not wired as human beings to be very good investors at all. And it's important always to understand your own limitations and your own weaknesses, right? You better know your weaknesses. And as human beings, we have weaknesses. Now, you're going to be a really good investor. Spock from Star Trek. Logic and reason. Logic and reason is what Spock uses. Human beings, yeah, we invest like Homer Simpson. We do. And that's what we try to get people not to do. Anyway, I talk about this. I'm trying to put this into perspective. It's really bad out there as far as financial news. CNBC's site is off the charts bad. It is. Their coverage, their news coverage is off the charts bad. Confusing. You can take a look at various different headlines. It's not just there. The Journal's not, in my opinion, not doing that great of a job. But they're not as bad as CNBC. For stocks, it's the economy versus a world of hurt. We're seeing the greatest asset inflation bubble in 20 years, fund manager warns. Big investors, including Buffett and Paul Tudor Jones, aren't worried about a trade war with China. A dangerous dot-com era phenomenon is back, and it's going to inflict pain, says Market Watcher. Every day. Every day. And honestly annoys the hell out of me. It does. Because again, it feeds in to the emotional part of human beings rather than using logic or reason. I actually talked about this past week on my show. When we're raising kids nowadays, I guess the fancy pants way, the conventional way of raising kids is self-esteem and tell them that they're special and they're just unique little snowflakes and they're all so special and wonderful and you have to constantly praise them. I don't do that. I don't tell my kids they're special. I don't tell the kids that I coach are special. I don't care how good they are at school. I don't care how great their grades are. I don't care how great they are at a sport. Doesn't matter. I don't care how great they are in music. You're not special. You're special to me. To me, because I'm your parent. But the reality is most of the world doesn't care. Doesn't care. And one of the things I try to instill in my kids is the idea that they don't know anything. That they really are not that smart. You take a look around the country with all these social justice warriors and all of these protests and all of these kids out there doing it, and millennials, they think they know everything, and they don't know a damn thing. They have no life experience whatsoever, and they think that they're brilliant. The media loves them. They tell them that they're brilliant when they're really just dumb as a box of rocks. And I let my kids know that they're dumb as a box of rocks. And if they were smart, if they were really smart, they would utilize this thing called a life instruction manual. You know what it's called? It's called your parents. Your parents have screwed up, made mistakes, done dumb things throughout their entire lives. We're here to help. We are a fantastic resource, better than Google. Because we know that, understand that we don't know what we don't know. And that's, why am I bringing this up? Why do I talk about this? This is what amazes me about the business press today and the crap that they're pushing out. All of these sweeping statements and predictions by all of these gurus, economists, analysts, and they're wrong all the time. They're wrong all the time. Every study that has been done going over analysts' opinions and predictions and economists' predictions and how wrong they are. This is why we don't make predictions. I don't try to guess what's going to happen next. I can't. You understand? You know what's empowering is understanding that you can't do it. I'm not going to gamble. What I do is I understand risk. I understand parameters and people's risk tolerance. I also understand that I don't know when the next black swan is going to come. I didn't know on September 11, 2001, that planes were going to crash into the Trade Center and crash the stock market. I didn't know. But my clients are prepared. They were prepared. We were prepared for the Great Recession as best you could be. Because you have to understand that those, again, it's not my phrase. It's Nicholas Nassim Taleb's. He calls it black swans. They're out there. I know they're out there. I don't know where they are. I don't know where it's going to be next month. I know it's going to be next year. But I know how to protect my clients. And that's the difference. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not going to tell you that I can predict the future. Again, if you want to do that, go to a casino. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners, the best in the business. Watchdog on WallStreet.com.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News.
Today, Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein and FBI Director Christopher Wray were testifying before a House Judiciary Committee. Things got a bit heated, especially when Congressman Trey Gowdy had a chance to take to the mic.
We've seen the bias. We've seen the bias. We need to see the evidence. If you have evidence of wrongdoing by any member of the Trump campaign, present it to the grand jury. If you have evidence that this president acted inappropriately, present it to the American people.
Democrats are still hoping for that blue wave to take place in the 2018 midterm elections. But Charles Kirk, the founder and president of Turning Point USA, says Democrats better not move so far to the left or they risk disenfranchising younger voters.
Reality here, they're going so far to the left, they're turning on, they're turning off, and they're disenfranchising middle-of-the-road young people that are not total political activists, that just want a job, want to live a life.
Look, this is USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. So why am I currently skipping stones with four locals and one grizzly bear outside this Riverside Lodge in Portland? Because Hotels.com lets me do me. And because, honestly, the bear just kind of joined in, and now we're afraid that if we stop, he'll get angry. He can smell our fear. Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
You should believe in math, not magic. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Welcome back, everybody. It is The Watchdog on Wall Street show. Got a litany of great economic news that has just been flowing in. Job gains, rising wages, falling unemployment. We'll get into that a little bit later on in the program. But despite that, despite that. Still, 25% of Americans said they still have no emergency savings. None. No money readily available in either a checking, savings, or money market account. Fell to a 7-year low. What the? Again, I am seeing, though, maybe people are starting to pay down some credit card debt and try to pay down some debt because I'm seeing some of those numbers come down. But, yeah, it would be nice to have a bit of a rainy day fund, don't you think, in case bad stuff happens? You get that? I want to talk a little bit about some financial lessons. I've gone off on some rants here on the program talking about savings and money. And from time to time, I get some nasty, snarky email. And I don't reply to them. If you're going to be nasty or snarky, this makes no sense. If you want to have a debate with me on something, you disagree with me on something, and you want to be, intelligent in your conversation, I'm more than willing to engage. But I know right away where it's going to go nowhere. And I learned a long time ago in radio, it's just not a good idea to argue with idiots. It's not. They have way too much experience at being an idiot. And they eventually drive you down. It's the lowest common denominator thing. They drag you down to their level, and it just goes nowhere. It's just a waste of time. But these snarky comments have to do with, all you do is care about money, and money cannot buy you happiness. It can't buy you all of these things. Okay. No. I don't believe that you allow money to rule your life. I don't believe that you allow money to be the sole determining factor for the decisions that you're going to make. I never have. I never have. I, you know what? I worked hard at my business. Worked hard here at Markowski Investments with my brothers and this radio program. And we've built up a great family business. And, yeah, I'm proud of it. I admit it. I'm proud of it. But the reality is I could have taken a different route much earlier on in my career, and I probably would have been a hell of a lot wealthier than I am today. A lot more money. A lot more money in the investment banking side of things, that's for sure. But it wasn't for me. I knew it wasn't going to make me happy. I knew what I wanted in life. I knew that I wanted to be home in the evenings, that I wanted to be coaching my kids' teams. I didn't even have kids then, but I knew I wanted to have kids, and I knew, you know what? I wanted to be there on the field. I wanted to be at the school play. I wanted to be at the recitals. I didn't want to be out whining and dining people in the evenings. Couldn't do it. Couldn't do it. Again, my father worked his tail off. He was a school teacher, ran a janitorial business, and when we were younger, he was working a lot. Working a lot, but he built up to a point in time when he was there. Never missed a football game. Never missed a baseball. I don't miss any of my kids' things because they're only going to be here for so long. And that's worth a lot more to me than that much bigger paycheck. And this is some of the values that I have. And it's some of the values that we try to get through here on the program, what we're about. But one of the things that we feel most certainly is missing out there in the world today is just simple financial literacy. It's almost non-existent. And I found this, I find it fascinating that we allow kids, well, we force kids to have certain prerequisite classes in high school, in college. You can't take this class, unless you take this class or take these electives, you can't graduate. I don't know of a single college and university, maybe there is, that requires people to take a financial literacy class so people understand what compounding interest is, what it means, understand how mortgages work. Nothing. And it's sad. I'm going to take a quick break right here. We're going to talk a little bit more about this. Watchdog and WallStreet.com. Watchdog. on WallStreet.com. Get newsletter consultations with our certified financial planners, college planning kits, you name it. We're here to help. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. We'll be back.
Mike Hewitt here. Are we really willing to continue the century-long debate over the plight of beleaguered foreign nationals illegally pouring across our southern border while we ignore our own grossly broken immigration laws? Honestly, are we ready yet for a mature and honest conversation about helping them in their homelands first? That rather than the never-ending election-driven partisan food fight? Let's consider a more reasonable, humane, and fiscally responsible path. Reform our immigration laws and help them to stabilize their homelands. Think about it. We all react to a snapshot from a 100-year struggle by people risking life itself to escape their home country environment. Which is the wiser thing to do? Fight over what to do with them or invest a fraction of that expense to help them build their own small-r Republican form of self-governance? Yep, get beyond the obvious.
Be sure to listen to The Mike Hewitt Show and visit the website, themikehewittshow.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3237. That's 800-569-3237. Again, 800-569-3237.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-325-0170. That's 800-325-0170. 800-325-0170.
Bringing America financial freedom one listener at a time. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
All right, I found it during the break. I knew I had this number somewhere. A study done by the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority Foundation estimated that nearly two-thirds of Americans can't pass a basic financial literacy test. I mean, these are basic life skills. Driving a car, learning how to swim. Just basic life skills. How do you get through life not understanding how money works and how it can benefit you and how it can hurt you if you don't handle things properly? There was an interesting piece in the Wall Street Journal this past week about things that parents need to do. But I'm not even a parent. When it comes to this to my clients, I'm a parent to my kids. My capacity here at the Watchdog on Wall Street radio show, I find myself having to teach these things to everybody. Very simple things. Working hard. And there's pretty simplistic, but hey, don't you think that there's a bit of a correlation between work and earnings? Let me tell you something, parents. That's something you want to instill in your kids from a very young age. One of the things I set up at my house this summer. Oh, yeah, we got a job list, and the kids are getting paid. There's somebody, they should be helping around, should have to pay. No. It's running like a business here. It is. I have my young son, Nico. He is in charge of garbage. I've been teasing him all week. They're done with school. When you think of garbage, think of Nico. I also sent him, I sent him little clips from like movies and stuff like that. I sent him also the garbage man can from The Simpsons. That is his job. He's got to handle all the garbage. He's got to handle the mail. And we got a long driveway. And I got other things that they're doing as well. And you also want to teach your kids to be entrepreneurs. To look at a situation. I'm at a lacrosse tournament last weekend. My daughter and her friend. I've got one little girl. And they're talking about ways that they can make money. And I said, why don't you look at things? What could you guys do? You could start a little babysitting business. You could teach kids how to swim. You could do all sorts of little things. And then, you get their mind starts going. And again, we need to do this as adults as well. We do. Let me tell you, some really successful clients that I have had jobs and started second businesses. We encourage people to start second businesses. And guess what? Those small businesses turned out to be very, very successful big businesses. It's a type of vision that people need to have. Want to box themselves in. The thing is just learning how to save. You want to teach kids how to save? And you know what? I've got to explain to adults how to save too. And one of the concepts that we like to use here on the program is the concept of paying oneself. Where you have all of these bills every single month. How about you have a bill where the recipient of that money is you? Pay oneself every single month. Another thing, okay? Yeah, you have to learn about investing. You have to, things that we talk about here on the program. What to avoid. Understanding how the markets work. You need to learn how to budget. You also need to learn how to give. You got to understand how to avoid debt. So many little things out there that you can do to improve your life. Do it. Take the first step. And you know what? Do it with your kids as well. Don't raise financially illiterate kids. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
taking Wall Street's liars, crooks, and cheats out behind the woodshed. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Welcome back, everybody. It is The Watchdog on Wall Street show. Now we're talking about financial literacy. Obviously, it gets into ripoffs and scams, which we're dealing with all the time here. Let me tell you, I get a lot of phone calls. A lot of phone calls, many emails from accountants. Accountants asking me about, this doesn't make sense. I have a client here, and this is going on in their portfolio, and this doesn't make any sense. I don't get it. And oftentimes, accountants don't, they're not comfortable. They're not comfortable approaching their clients and telling them that they might be getting duped or something might be going wrong. They don't like doing that. Again, it's also the way our tax system is set up and just how crushed accountants are at that time of year. But, yeah, I get a lot of that. I do. And we help out accountants to try to say, hey, listen, this is what we think is happening. You want to let them know, let them know. If they want to contact us, have them feel free to contact us here, and we'll help them out. And certain people do. Or more often than not, they don't. That's just the nature of our business. There was a recent report that was put out by one of the major accounting groups and CPAs out there talking about investment fraud schemes targeting senior citizens. And they're getting in and they're talking about many of the things that we've discussed here on the program. How a lot of senior citizens, a lot of retirees out there feel that they're not going to have enough money, not going to have enough money in savings, not going to be able to make it, not going to have enough in Social Security to cover their remaining years. So what they do is they try to shoot the moon. They try to find some shortcut. Try to find some shortcut, and that's it. You're done there. You just bit into the apple. I get biblical. You just bit into it. The fastest growing segment of the U.S. population are people 65 years and older. And a lot of these senior citizens, they fear that they're going to outlive their investments. They want to increase their money, and they think that they can do it quickly. And again, what is the rule here at the Watchdog on Wall Street show? Markowski Investments. Everything in life that has meaning, value, and worth involves work, time, and effort. I can't tell you how many times I've said that. The thousands and thousands and thousands of times I said it here on the program. You know how easy it would be for me to change tact here on the show and start telling you that I did have some sort of magical predictive power? And I could show guaranteed stock market linked results, double digit returns. Yeah, my phone would blow up. Website would blow up. Traffic would increase. But I can't, so I won't. I won't because it's a lie. Anyway, wanted to mention this. And we see this all the time. Again, I mentioned there's got to be a special place for people like this. People who use the church, their position of power within a church to rip people off. Yeah. Here's one out of Michigan. You've got the pastor at the Abundant Life Ministries in Flint, Michigan, which they opened up an investment company called Treasure Enterprise, which was there to supposedly provide financial planning and asset management services to investors. They held their little investor seminars at church throughout Michigan and other states. They lured their potential investors, many of whom took their money out of legitimate investments such as IRAs, and 401ks. What did they do? They promised high returns, guaranteed returns. the safe return of an investor's entire principal at the end of the investment period. Who could argue with the pastor? He's a man of God. Where'd the money go? It was just deposited into the bank accounts and used for the benefit of the crooks. Anybody get their money back? No. No. SEC is involved. But what is the SEC? The SEC is no different than, like we said here on the program, CSI. Crime Scene Investigators. That's it. That's all they are. Except it's much, Crime Scene Investigators, much more exciting than the SEC's work. The SEC comes in after everyone has been ripped off and scammed. Let me explain to you something, people. Okay, I want you to get this through your head. Anyone out there paying attention that uses God, uses their faith to sell you something, I don't care if it's a car. I don't care if it's aluminum siding on your house. Investments, it doesn't matter. Someone who is using their faith to sell you something is a crook. And they don't fear God. They don't. Again, this is a pastor. Pastor going around Michigan, all over the Midwest, looting people's 401ks and IRAs. We can trust him. He's a pastor. No, you can't. Pastors don't do that. You understand? True men of God don't do that. I hate seeing stories like that. I do. Again, I got stacks more just like it from this week. Watchdog on Wall Street.com. People, we're here to help you. Okay? If you have any question at all, anything, something doesn't seem the slightest bit right, call us. We're here to help. Watchdog on Wall Street.com. Get to our website. Our 24-hour day help hotline, 800-471-5984. We'll be back.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
Today, the House of Representatives passed a resolution demanding the Department of Justice turn over sensitive documents regarding the FBI's handling of the 2016 presidential election investigation. Now, before that vote, Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein and FBI Director Christopher Wray were testifying before a House Judiciary Committee. Take a listen as things got really testy between Congressman Jim Jordan and Rosenstein.
Why'd you tell Peter Strzok not to answer our questions yesterday? When I asked Peter Strzok if he'd ever communicated with Glenn Simpson, he gave us the answer he gave us dozens of times. On advice of FBI counsel, I can't answer that question. Why couldn't he answer that question?
Mr. Jordan, I appreciate your sincere concerns, but I didn't give Peter Strzok any instructions. If there was some problem with the instructions he had, I'll be happy to look into it.
First Lady Melania Trump arrived in Arizona, where she will be touring immigration centers along the border. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. Hey! So why am I outside my beachfront suite, aimlessly leading a 40-guest conga through the streets of Myrtle Beach? Hey! Because Hotels.com lets me do me. Hey! And because once you start a conga, apparently it's impossible to stop.
Hey!
I have no idea where I'm leading these people. Hey! Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Atlantic City's casino sector is suddenly expanding again, as USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
Two new casinos now opening their doors to gamblers in AC, the Ocean Resort and the Hard Rock. Ocean Resort is the former Revel Casino, which closed after bankruptcy a few years ago. The Hard Rock was once the Trump Taj Mahal, before it too closed its doors. Together, they hope to create nearly 7,000 jobs, and many say it's a hopeful step for a gambling city that's been slow to rebound after the close.